You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and our first guest is Mr. Brandon Board of thetreeofnorthtexas.org. They do amazing work providing meals for children in North Tarrant County. Brandon, good to have you on board again today. How are you doing?
Chris, I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Wonderful. It is the holiday time of the year. In fact, everywhere you go, since we're past Thanksgiving, everybody's talking about, you know, tis the season, whether it's Christmas music, whatever kind of music this end of the year for the holidays. How are the holidays treating you? Because I know you guys are gearing up.
Well, Thanksgiving was fantastically busy, as you can imagine.
Tell us what you did.
So we were able to supply about 18,000 services just over the week of Thanksgiving.
Wow.
When all the students were out of school. So a lot going on.
Tell us some of those things, because, again, people need to know a little bit more about the tree. In fact, for those who don't know what the tree stands for, TREE of North Texas, teaching, reaching, educating, and empowering. That's what the mission is.
Yes, sir. So what a lot of folks don't take into consideration, or, you know, we're just now recovering from Thanksgiving. Everybody's probably not, you know, busting out of their pants like we normally do. But what a lot of folks don't take into consideration is they hear a lot about Thanksgiving Thursday. We want to make sure that everybody has a Thanksgiving meal. Well, what most folks don't talk about are the students that are on the free and reduced meals at school.
Yeah.
That have 9 days without those. A lot of folks talk about, you know, Thursday, we want to make sure everybody has a Thanksgiving meal. But what we do at the tree is we focus on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Friday and Saturday when the students are away from school, because we pride ourselves on making sure, in addition to that, they have a Thanksgiving meal. The students are away from those free meals for 9 days. So we have students that we want to make sure have something to eat on Sunday and Monday and all those other days that most people don't talk about.
And I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people don't think that way. They just think, okay, Thanksgiving, and at least they had a nice Thanksgiving dinner and then back to school, whatever. No, you're exactly right. Those kids were depending on getting a meal at school, whether it was free or whether it was a reduced rate. But can you talk about what you did physically to make sure that those needs were met? Because I'm always amazed at what you guys do.
So I like when people ask that, the physical question, because so we started back actually on Halloween with our Thanksgiving drives and things like that, where we have daycares and we have businesses and we've got all kinds of companies that, you know, do drives for us. And one of the best things that we get to do is we're the receiver. So we actually have a lot of these places will bring stuff to us. And if you go on our social media accounts, you can see some of the preschoolers that they conducted their own drives. Well, they get to bring it to us. So we get to do what we call our parade of Thanksgiving feast. And they bring in all kinds of snack items. They bring in canned food. Mm-hmm. We got, turkeys and things like that. But what we were also able to do is we educate a lot of the world as to what we just talked about the meals that are not Thanksgiving Day, but the other items and stuff like that. So we were able to bring in over 200,000 individual snack and easy eat items to help the students that aren't only focused on Thanksgiving. And one of the things that we do is we talk about low cook or no cook items, mm-hmm. so that if mom and dad are at work or, we don't always know what facilities they have at home. So we want to make sure that we pride ourselves and focus on things like, rip the package open and easily consume rather than maybe having to have a microwave or stove or ovens and things like that. So whenever we got the numbers, we're still working to get the official number, but we've already crossed 200,000 in our math. And that was just to cover the 9 days that the students were out of school a few weeks ago.
And this is mostly in North Tarrant County. Can you talk about your areas a little bit?
So we support four school districts. Our service map is four school districts.
Mm-hmm.
All of Fort Worth ISD, Northwest ISD, Keller ISD, and Burkeville ISD. So we cover quite a bit of land that people don't really think about. Because if you think about Fort Worth ISD, just Fort Worth by itself is massive.
Yes.
And then on top of that, you've got Northwest ISD, just north of Fort Worth, that is in that pocket of boom growth right now.
Mm-hmm.
That people don't realize Northwest ISD basically starts just north of Keller, Texas, and goes all the way just south of Boyd. It's a huge
area. Oh, my goodness. That's going towards Wichita Falls.
Oh, yeah. So.
My goodness.
And then, of course, we have Keller ISD, which is that Keller ISD actually touches seven municipalities. And then Burnville ISD also touches seven different municipalities.
So you guys are all over the place. And right now, pulling the curtain back, you're talking to me from your second office. Your main office is in the building, but you're in a truck. Can you talk about how you transport this food and how you're able to get all these items and things to take care of the kids, not only through the holidays, but through the school year?
So actually, since the last time you and I got to talk, we've been blessed. We actually had a box truck donated to us.
Nice.
Back right before the summer started. And that truck alone racks up about 1,500 miles a week of just going all over everywhere because we supply different support, whether it's food, nutritional, homework help, or school supplies, anything like that, to 114 different campuses between the four school districts. So it's funny that you say my second office because I'm actually in this vehicle way more than I'm at my desk.
I can imagine.
Because
this is the first office.
luckily for me, it's the oldest office because this vehicle currently has 279,000 miles on it. So it's a workhorse. But what we're able to do is supplying that many campuses. I only have four staff members. So our volunteers are second to none. It takes about 1,500 hours a week in volunteers to pull off what we do. So we are greatly blessed with volunteer drivers and sorters and all kinds of different opportunities that volunteers step up with us.
Brandon, can you talk about, you mentioned how many schools and the school districts. Can you talk about how are you able to reach the families? Because I know that's not the easiest thing to do, especially when you're talking about city and rural.
I don't know that you could have said it a better way because when you're talking about Fort Worth ISD versus Northwest ISD, Fort Worth is dominantly built out,
mm-hmm.
whereas Northwest, I think they just kind of cracked the egg. on, you know, growth and development. So what we actually pride ourselves on at the Tree is we make sure that our programs and our services actually go to the campuses instead of having the families and the students come to us. Because in a past life that I, organizations that I've worked for, we always had, you know, an education room or whatnot. Well, the issue that they run into are transportating, you know, from to and from a facility. Mm-hmm. So to make life easier, the students are already on campus. So our HANG program, which is our one of our mentor programs, it stands for Helping Anyone Needing Guidance. What that program does is we bring in mentors or volunteers to meet. The goal is to go one-on-one with middle school students.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to worry about the transportation factor or do we need, you know, is there a snack item, you know, something we can munch on while we're there. So all of our programs, our students get snack items. They get to sit at the tables on campus so they don't have to travel. And then our volunteers actually get to sit down, get to know them, you know, hang out, do all the fun stuff so that they build that rapport with the kids. So that it's not a revolving a door every week where we try to have the same volunteer and the same student.
Right, some consistency. So the kids feel secure. They feel comfortable. They don't feel like, okay, we're bouncing around all over the place. I love the fact that the Tree of North Texas is all about the challenges that the children face with problem solvers, with fresh perspectives and bold action. In other words, You're teaching them in a way that's just not cookie cutter, and you're allowing them to learn and ask a lot of questions. I love this. And can you talk about HANG just a little bit more? Because I thought that was very innovative when you first told me about it a year or two ago.
So one of the things that I started back here, because if you remember, our organization was founded on September 1st of 22.
Yes.
So we're just barely 3.5 years old. But on November 1st of this year, we crossed 1 million services just for 25.
Wow.
So we are moving and shaking. And one of the things that when we got started, as far as the organization, the foundation, along with building the HANG program, is we did not tell the world what we were doing. We went and we interviewed admin on different campuses. We interviewed superintendents, assistant superintendents to find out where and what the needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever, you know, I don't know if you remember, but that COVID thing hit and the world shut down and all the things.
Oh, yes.
And I know we don't like to talk about that, but one of the things that was a positive that came out of that is I worked for another organization and we were very like, this is our box. And so we wanted to, you know, your need needs to fit in our box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and when I took over the role that I'm in now, one of the things that we worked for is we're always going to be a wet clay because today's issues are not tomorrow's problems.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be able to bend and mold and be prepared for if, you know, the world has a catastrophe, how can we help? If South Texas has a flood, what can we do mm-hmm. to be stewards toward that? All while making sure right here in our immediate community, the students that are in fifth grade this year were in kindergarten when they were Zooming school classes over a year. For
right.
Some of them a year and a half. And
virtual
so
learning. They called it virtual learning. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And as a husband of a teacher, virtual learning is a bit of a stretch.
Oh, boy.
But those students, you know, whenever the typical kindergarten and first grader, they start school, they learn that social and emotional aspect along with the arithmetic side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're now seeing the aftermath of the, like I said, the students in fifth grade were in kindergarten. So we're working to rebuild or to strengthen the foundation that they have, but because they missed out. So whenever we were interviewing admin and superintendents and things like that, they wanted to focus on the social and emotional aspect on the mentoring side.
Yeah, that's very, very huge. In fact, I think that's more significant now than it was, you know, 15, 20 years ago. I think there are things that parents and grandparents don't even think about that these kids had to go through during the pandemic that made them, you know, a little cautious about their future, and they needed to have some support to let from adults that, guess what, you can survive, you can do things. This is not the way it's going to be forever.
Exactly. And actually, one of the best scenarios that I have is whenever all that was going on, I had a cousin that was a senior in high school, and he missed out on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
He missed out on prom, and he missed out on stuff like that. And when I asked him if he was upset, his answer was, no, because I don't know any better. The difference is they were on their way out.
Right.
Now we're dealing the other side of they were on their way in.
Mm-hmm.
So that the buildup was totally different because they don't know any different.
Right.
They don't know what it was like to not have COVID shutdowns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And over the next few years, what we're going to do is there's, you're going to have this little bubble of those students that were in second, first, and kindergarten. Now they're going to get up into middle school and they're going to get up into high school, and you're going to have that little section that no one's really thinking about, because after COVID, the following kindergartners in our world were back to normal.
Right.
But we don't want to forget anybody.
Exactly.
So over the next few years, we're going to have this 3 to 4 grade level of, they're not wrong. They didn't know any different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
so I make sure that we're focusing on them along with those coming up behind them and those that have come up in front of them to make sure that their normal is always normal. It may not be the same normal that we're used to, but that's kind of the card that they were dealt. So we want to make sure that they have as many aces in their pocket as they can.
Love the way you think. We're talking to Brandon Boyd. He's the founder of the treeofnorthtexas.org. And again, they provide not only food for kids.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
But also, they provide bold action. You're founded on the fact that you want to uplift communities through meaningful action and not just words alone. And we talked about how you're able to reach all these different schools and all these different ISDs in Northern Tarrant County. Can you talk a little bit about how food insecurity is different in the city versus the rural? And sometimes people assume, oh, well, it doesn't happen in the rural because they live on farms or they live out there and there's a place to eat right around the corner. It's not just a, you know, a liquor store or something. Can you talk about how it's a difference, but it affects all the kids?
So that's a really unique question. And one of the perks of talking to you is you always throw those unique questions at me.
Mm-hmm.
And let me paint you a quick picture. So Birdville ISD is Haltom City, North Richland Hills, Richland Hills, Fort Worth, and a few other very well-developed cities.
Right.
And so you have all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
In North Richland Hills, there are still a few farms that people would never believe that are right in the middle of their city.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Haltom City, it's an older development, so it's a totally different diverse type of people.
Yeah, a little older demographic.
Right. So, but in Haltom City, that's where you're seeing a lot of, maybe you have two households under one roof.
Right.
And so there's that, and everybody is working, but they, maybe in their, there was something in their past that caused them, maybe they didn't get a high school diploma or whatnot. So they're working to make ends meet, mm-hmm. and they're all working together,
mm-hmm.
but they're not quite there.
Mm-hmm.
So then you take that and you jump all the way up to, let's say, north of Justin, which is, it's a developing area, but it's in Northwest ISD. So from basically New Waverly, that about 8 people know where that is because it's a very small town. You have the exact opposite, where you're right. You might have acres and acres and acres of dirt and farmland, but in the middle of those farms and properties, you still have low income housing that has been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And these folks are still in there. And those are the places that kind of get forgotten about because they're so far off the beaten path.
Right.
Where the schools know about it, but the general population think they hear words like, you know, Justin, Texas is growing and mm-hmm. it's booming and they're building all these fancy houses. Well, you don't talk about the folks in the areas that were there before these big farms and big properties sold. And now they're building these, you know, $500,000 homes, because what a lot of people think is, well, they just sold. Well, a lot of folks that live in manufactured homes don't own the property that they're on.
Exactly.
And so they're paying rent for a modular home or mm-hmm. a manufactured home. And then they're also paying rent on the dirt that the property sits or that the home sits on.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to look at it from a different aspect of, those people don't exist. Well, actually they do. And then you curl backwards and you hear of municipalities like Keller, Texas. Keller, Texas is a very affluent area. I grew up there. I'm a proud product of Keller High School. We had a great time. But so much of Keller ISD is not actually in Keller, Texas. Only about 40% of the school district is actually in the city.
Hmm.
So there's outlying Fort Worth. There's several different municipalities that are actually in Keller ISD, the district. But even inside Keller, Texas proper, there are areas that people either don't know about, don't believe that they exist. And one of our, I got a phone call yesterday from a lady that we're working to support a family that is in like the heart of Keller, and they have kind of fallen between the cracks because
right.
people don't believe these areas are there.
Yeah, they can't understand. It's like, wait a minute, that's a prosperous suburb. How can anybody have a food insecurity? Well, sometimes people lose their jobs, or sometimes they're in between situations, and the next thing you know, months have passed. And I'll give you maybe an example, because I've heard these stories before. Let's say there's a single parent. She's got 3 kids, but she's only like in her early 30s. And she can't afford the rent and the food. And so sometimes she has to bounce around. She's living different weeks with different relatives or different friends. And people really don't even know that, but the kids still have to go to the same school, even though they don't know where they're going to sleep every other week or where the food's going to be. And she's still trying to struggle balancing all of those things and where to live and taking care of the kids and how they're going to get fed. And then throw in the chaos that was happening with the government shutdown and SNAP benefits. This has been a trying time of the year.
You have no idea. And one of the things that we want the world to always know, on top of food insecurity and making sure that they got stuff to eat, is we want to change their path. We want to work to improve their future. And that's why at The Tree, we do nothing but focus 100% on educational growth. Yes, you cannot be successful if you're sitting in a classroom and you're hungry because you're listening to your belly. But we also focus on, if you can't see the marker board, I've got a guy that I'm going to send you to that for $5, he's going to get your eyes checked and get you some glasses. If you need a sports physical, we've got a place we can send you for that. We have a program that if you are sleeping on the floor and you can't get what you need, we are able to, most of the time, we will be able to pull off. We're not just going to get our students a mattress so they can sleep on a mattress on the floor. Mm-hmm. We're going to work with some other agencies that we partner with. And our goal is to get you a twin bed, mattress, box spring, blanket, pillows, the works. Because if you're tired, you're not resting, you're not going to fully grasp what your teacher is trying to teach you.
Exactly.
And that's where we want to bridge the gap, as many of the gaps as we can, because I don't want you to be fed in full today. I want you to be fed and successful when you get your high school diploma and you're able to change your path. And so that when you you get a job and you're able to be successful, you can grow up and then you can change your family's dynamic.
Exactly.
Because you can help pull other people up to where you were able to achieve. And exactly. All that starts with, you got to be educated.
You have to be educated. You have to realize that there are opportunities, and to be able to recognize those opportunities, you have to be informed and educated. So I know you deliver food, and we were talking about these are the holidays, it's the end of the year. Can you talk about this month of December and maybe early January, some of the things you're working on? Because you stay busy. And again, I'm glad I was able to catch you in your office and you're not driving somewhere in it.
Right. So I don't know if y'all have noticed, but it decided, I guess, Monday, winter decided to show up.
Yeah.
And, as someone who, I like the cold because you can always add a layer, I was over the heat. But what we get, one of the big programs that we do here is, so everybody knows Christmas and the holidays are coming up. And so what we do is we do a little bit different than most folks. So we have places that collect toys for us and things like that. But one of the things, going back to working on the education side, not just for the student, but we also want to educate mom, dad, grandma, whoever the students live with, is we do a gift card drive. And what we do with those gift cards is our families that receive them, what we do is we have some education stuff that we want you to know what it's like to be able to go shop for your child, not necessarily come into a room and say, hey, here's your options. So what we do is we do a gift card drive along with a toy drive. The toy drive is just not the focal point. And so what our goal is each one of our families, the goal is to get two $25 gift cards per student. Mm-hmm. And then from that, we do what my wife instilled in me. We do, our goal is you take this $50, you buy a want, a need, and an educational thing. So if you have a student that wants a new gaming, a new.
Sure.
I don't.
Yeah, one of the video games or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Fortnite.
So
yeah.
Take 20, there you go. So take $20 or $30 of that and go get a want, and then go get a need. So we need some new shoes. Okay. So let's work toward getting some new shoes, and then an education thing. Go get a book. Go get something that they can put their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
And they can see those things. And then in addition to that, everybody for years and years and years has always talked about, we want to do a coat drive, which is great because it gets cold. the problem with coats are, just because it's a need isn't necessarily make it what is best for our students. So what we do is we push for students to get hoodies and sweatshirts because they're more comfortable
in
your chair. Because, Chris, if you think about it, when you put your coat on and you walk outside, do you get in your car and take your coat off? Or do you go in your office and take your coat off because it's big and bulky?
Of course.
Because you're not comfortable.
Right.
So what we have in the research that we've done over the last few years, middle school and high school students want to be warm, but they also want to be comfortable.
Right.
So what we do is we do sweatshirts and hoodies.
Makes sense.
We push for solid colors just so that you don't have print maybe that they don't like.
Right.
But
make it something that they want to wear. In other words, it doesn't have to be gaudy or like, well, not to cliche an ugly sweater, but don't make it an ugly sweater.
Exactly. And just because it has a Nike, let's say a Nike swoosh on the front, doesn't necessarily mean everybody wants to wear a Nike swoosh.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we get, you know, we get items from all walks of life and all different things. But the big thing is we push for them to be brand new so that, and if nothing else, this year I got a new sweatshirt to keep me warm.
Right.
And then we look at the students and say, hey, so we're going to keep you warm, but we want you to keep working in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to keep you going. We're going to get you that high school diploma, because if you do the work, we'll make sure you have what you need. And then the success stories just start piling up.
I just love the entire concept. I mean, what you guys are doing is just fantastic. And it leads me to ask about some of the volunteers, because you mentioned you've got a nice group of volunteers, because you only have four actual staff members, but the volunteers are special. Can you talk about either the ones who return over and over again, or maybe some volunteers that were part of the program back when they were younger, a couple of years ago?
So we have actually this year, we have one volunteer that has come back that when we first started, she was a senior in high school, and she is actually now, she's on a scholarship at UT Arlington.
Nice.
And she got her grades up and got all the things. And so when they have school breaks, like we got to see her last week over Thanksgiving, she came and she volunteers back with us. But one of the things that all of us, we rely on our volunteers for is actually, so like right now, we were blessed last week with a grant from the Amon Carter Foundation in Fort Worth. And they are going to help support a new distribution warehouse for us for 2 years.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So we have volunteers right now mashing all of our boxes or all of our crazy office lack of space in all in our office. They're building boxes and they're packing things away because we actually get our new warehouse on Monday. So we're preparing for this big move. But more importantly, we have about 20 volunteers a week that do nothing but come to our facility, take our snack items, and then they drive them for us and deliver them to all the campuses around that we support. And just that volunteer base right there saves us about 20 to 25 hours a week. But more importantly, it saves us about $300 a week in fuel and not having to pay to keep our trucks running and stuff like that. So what a lot of volunteers don't realize is I don't have to pay a volunteer. But you don't realize as a volunteer how much you actually support the students in our community by saving us funds that we would have to take away from our programs to make sure and fund that program. And with our volunteers being able to come in and whether it's volunteer in our nutritional center, at our hang programs, our after school programs, or just being a driver.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have a lot of volunteers that mentoring may not be your nook, but you still want to help and you want to support. Well, one of our volunteer drivers, he's actually my dad, and he comes in and he jokes. His famous line is, "I'm doing the Lord's work."
He always jokes.
He knows exactly where his items are every week because we have volunteers that build these bags and sacks and we have distribution shelving. They walk in, they grab their stuff. They kind of give a little salute and then they go out and they're the representation of the tree at some of these campuses because they're there every single week where the office staff get to know them, and then they actually become an advocate for us because they know about what we're doing. So our drivers are helping spread the word, and they don't even realize that they're doing.
It's amazing. And you know what? It's a lot of love there, but all I was envisioning as you were explaining this was, this is like, you know, the Tree of North Texas version of Uber Eats or DoorDash, you know, but you're bringing it to the kids.
That's, you know what? You might be the first person to give that comparison, and I'm pretty sure I will use it again.
Yeah, you should, because, I mean, it's just that simple. And, again, you're changing lives and actually helping people, especially this time of the year as it's getting colder. As you mentioned, it's the holidays, and a lot of people, you know, want to be happy this time of the year if they can, if they could be with their families or whatever. And there's a lot of people who like to give back, especially this time of the year. Can you talk a little bit about, the database that you have? In other words, you got the different schools. Are there other schools that you add on? And also, is there an opportunity yet with the Tree of North Texas for corporate volunteers? In other words, corporations get volunteers from their employees sometimes, bonuses or bonus points for giving back, and they might choose their own charity, but they want to show up somewhere as a group and help change some lives. Have you guys gotten into the corporate side of it yet?
Yes, and actually that's one of the perks that this new warehouse is going to allow us to facilitate, because right now we partner with all kinds of groups. The Tanger Outlets sends teams to us, Walmart, Sam's, they're all sending, but
great.
Due to space, had to cap it at about 15 people. This next chapter that starts as soon as Monday, we've already got a couple of groups that are coming out to help us set up the warehouse. But we will be able to grow these numbers to, I won't have to cap it. We will be able to facilitate, well, let me rephrase that, because I cannot do 10,000 people at one time.
Right.
However. But we have some groups that want to, 40, 50, up to 100.
Nice.
We will be able to facilitate that amount of people because of the new spaces that we have. And one of the things that we're real excited about is, as we're growing and the word gets out about what the tree is doing, we have large corporations that are coming to us. We've got, we partner with Classic Chevrolet and Grapevine, which I know you're really familiar with.
Yes, sir.
And we partner with, Frost Bank, and some of the bigger names are starting to come in because we have a little more longevity. We're not necessarily the new kids in town anymore. And so that's a huge blessing. So it doesn't matter if you are a team of one or a team of 100. We would love to get involved and have you guys come out and volunteer with us.
And where can people find more information online about the Tree of North Texas?
So we keep it simple. TheTreeOfNorthTexas.org. That's our website. And then at the Tree of North Texas on all social media platforms. So, and we have, Facebook, X, Twitter, whatever you call it, all Instagram, and things like that. And then if you are interested in being a donor, but maybe not necessarily on the monetary side, we also have a resale store. So we are able to accept anything out of your home with the exception of used mattress and box spring and flammable fluids. So, and that resale store is actually located at the intersection of Beach Street and Western Center on the north side of Fort Worth.
Fantastic. Brandon Board, happy holidays. Thanks for being on the show. And I'm going to talk to you again real soon.
Yes, sir. Hey, we appreciate you, man. And you know what? Go Mavericks.
That's right. Got you down. And joining us right now is Tricia Cunningham of the North Texas Food Bank. Tricia, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. It's the holiday season, and it's always a very exciting time for us.
Yes, it's a busy, busy, busy time, because I know there are people who need food assistance, and sometimes this is the time of the year that either more people want to give, more people want to volunteer, but also there's a lot of people say, you know what, I don't know where we're going to eat.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We have people that are going to have food on their tables this holiday season, and some people that won't. And that's why we're here, though. We're here to try to make sure that everyone has access to the type of nutritious food that they need in order for them and their families to thrive.
And, you know, there's something that we're doing here with Odyssey and KRLD where there's, I think we're going to have a link on the website where people can, you know, be a part of taking care of others this time of the year.
Absolutely. You know, this is a wonderful way for people and your listeners to get involved directly with the work that's happening out into our communities. We know that food is the most basic of needs. And if people have access to a little bit more this holiday season and they want to be able to help others, this is a great way, as through this KRLD fundraiser for the North Texas Food Bank. So we're extremely grateful for this partnership and to be able to help raise funds to help us put more meals on tables.
You know, you've got a satellite or a network of all kinds of food pantries. In fact, is North Texas Food Bank like over 12 counties in the service area? 12 counties. That's huge.
Yes, we're in 12 counties. It's 9,200 square miles. And we have a network, a feeding network of more than 500 food partners. So think about a food pantry or maybe a school site or a college, various points where people in the community can get access to food. And the one thing that's really great about this is a very neighbor-centered approach. We don't, you know, we're primarily a supply chain and logistics organization. We have a big 230,000 square foot warehouse that we source and bring in food from donors, from donations from like retail manufacturers. Mm-hmm. We purchase a lot of food. We have some government supported food and we bring that all in and then we get that out to that network of more than 500 partners. And we don't charge them anything for that. We don't charge them for the food or the distribution cost, but it's important for us for them to be the face in the community because we want them to build that trust there locally with someone in their local community. So it's easier for them to access. And they can also try to understand why is that person facing food insecurity? Mm-hmm. Maybe they've lost their job or they have a health issue and they want to be able to connect them to other resources that can also help them as well.
I love the approach again, because it's almost like having the neighborhood store, the neighborhood food pantry, or like you said, there's a trust factor there, because sometimes people don't like to talk about the fact that they need some food assistance. Again, whatever the situation may be, and it may be just temporary. It may be, you know, their whole family's that way right now because of whatever the setback may be. You know, times are tight. So I like the way that you guys, North Texas Food Bank, you're there for the neighborhoods. You're there for the different community groups, and you're there for the people who you can approach and trust with, you know, the fact that you're having to deal with some food insecurities. I love that entire approach.
Yeah, and I think that's something that our neighbors appreciate as well. I have not met one person that says, I want to go shop at a food pantry for the rest of my life.
Right.
And that this is my grocery store. Every one of the neighbors that I've met, if they have the possibility, they want to be able to get beyond that issue of food insecurity. As a matter of fact, if you look at the majority of our neighbors, most of them are working. If they may be senior citizens, and so typically those on fixed incomes are the ones that we see coming back to the food pantries on a more regular basis. Mm-hmm. But those families, if they can make it without going to a food pantry, then they're going to do that. And we want to try to help them to try to understand what is their problem. And what we're seeing right now and why needs are higher than I think they've ever have been is that their income has not gone up as much as the cost of basic needs.
Yes.
We've seen, you know, leases and rent go up. We've mm-hmm. seen insurance go up. We've seen food costs go up. And they've gone up sometimes 20, 30, 40%, but people didn't get a 20, 30, 40% increase in their income.
Exactly. And so it's like, well, I got to be able to drive the car to go to work. I've right. got to be able to, you know, I've got to be able to pay the rent or pay the mortgage. And so what happens? The food is probably the last thing on the list. And it's really critical when you have children, because children, they can't go to school hungry, right?
No. And we know that children cannot thrive if they're worried about the rumble in their tummy. Mm-hmm. And this goes for not only younger children that may be in elementary school, it goes all the way through college. You know, we have worked with Dallas College in particular, because we know education and mm-hmm. is one of the key things that can help break systemic poverty, which yep. is, you know, food insecurity is a symptom of poverty. And we know that if someone can go and get a technical training program certificate or a two-year program or even a four-year college degree, that's going to help enable them to have a kind of livable income that they would need to be able to support themselves and their family. But we were seeing college kids, you know, first generation college students that were trying to do it, but because they were going to have to work to put food on their table, they couldn't do both well. And so we've worked with Dallas College, we've worked with UTD, we've worked with UNT Dallas, we've worked with most of the colleges in our area and tried to figure out how do we holistically support those students as well, so that, you know, the long-term impact will be there because they're going to get that college degree. And I was talking with someone from Dallas College just a couple of weeks ago, and they were telling us that their results are incredible. You know, whenever they have supported those students with food, and they've even gone as far as doing maybe toiletries and some additional things that they might need, when they help meet those needs for those students, they stay in school and their academic achievement is much better than they did. And I was at UNT Dallas for our Thanksgiving distribution just a couple of weeks ago, and I talked to their pantry manager down there, and they said that 40% of their students take advantage of their on-site pantry. And that's what's helping to keep them in school. Wow. So, you know, this isn't just feeding people and families that, you know, may have a specific situation, but it's helping to equip people for a brighter future as well.
Exactly. It's changing lives and it's changing lifestyles because, again, as you mentioned, nobody wants to say they have to go to the food pantry the rest of their lives just to eat. And so I like the way that, you know, you're able to realize and see the growth and the changes and how things happen. You mentioned over the holidays, Thanksgiving, the different things that you guys were doing. Can you talk about that just a little bit? Because, you know, a lot of people, they start thinking about food around the holidays, and usually it starts with Thanksgiving holidays.
Well, you know, during Thanksgiving, did you have a wonderful meal with your family and you got to sit down and enjoy that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. You know, and that's something that everyone wants to do that. That it's a very special family time. And it's not sometimes just about having food for your stomach, but it's about enabling families to get together.
Exactly.
It provides joy. It provides hope. And so, you know, oftentimes throughout the year, you see people that need that extra little help, but especially during the holidays, they're trying to provide celebrations for their children. And that's really important from a developmental perspective, from a mental perspective, to be able to at least enjoy a holiday meal together. The couples that was in line at UNT Dallas for the Thanksgiving distribution, they got in line really, really early. Our first car got in line at 8:30 the night before for a 9 a.m. distribution the next day. Wow. And the reason why was they said if we didn't get this food, we would not be able to have a holiday celebration with our family. And it was that important to them because they knew, she said, we didn't have another way to do that. And they said, we've got, you know, five kids and grandchildren, and we want to be able to have that family time together. And we just didn't know how we were going to be able to. So it was important to us to be able to get in line that early just to be able to make sure we had food for the table for Thanksgiving.
And see, that's what they're creating the moments, the family time, the memories. See, that's what a lot of people, when they think about, you know, holidays, especially Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah, they're thinking about families being together. And if it's not special, there are no core memories to share. And it's, you want to try to keep up a tradition some kind of way. And I like the fact that the North Texas Food Bank was there for a whole lot of people to keep those things going. Because, again, it's been kind of rough around here. In fact, speaking of rough, now I meant to ask you about this. When the government shut down and reopened, at that time, there was a lot of talk about how if it doesn't open up, or how's it going to affect SNAP benefits? And this is where people...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
People are trying to eat, and kids and seniors, and I know it had to be hectic for you guys in the month of November. And tell us where you are right now.
Yeah, so number one, I'm just going to say we're very grateful that the government decided to go ahead and fund SNAP through September. So we're not going to be facing this if the government doesn't, you know, reach an agreement on a budget and things by the end of January. It will not impact those SNAP recipients until the end of September. So, but this was something that food banks were never equipped to be able to support. I mean, this is the government program that was helping individuals so that they wouldn't have to come to food banks. Mm-hmm. These are those that really need that assistance overall, and they were being able to go to the grocery store. So it was also economic stimulus for the grocery stores. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Slow down. You said something very important. It was an economic stimulus for the grocery stores, too. It wasn't like the people who had to use the SNAP benefits could only use them at food pantries. I like the way you put that because it lets people know the whole story a little bit better.
Yeah. So, I mean, SNAP is, it's real dollars on a debit card that someone can go to the grocery store. They can choose what they want for their families, the healthy, nutritious food to be able to help their families and what they like. And it gives them that sense of pride and independence that they can go and they can make those choices. You know, the average SNAP benefit is only, I think it's like between $5 and $6 a day. So you can't necessarily meet your whole needs with that. It is called Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for a reason.
Right.
But if you look at the number of SNAP recipients, we had about 460,000 SNAP recipients in the 12 counties that we serve. And if you looked at the benefit of that total 460,000 people, it was over $81 million a month. Wow. You know, that's more than our annual budget to be able to try to support everyone for a year. We have 744,000 people that face hunger on a regular basis in the 12 counties that we serve. Just to put that in perspective, that's like filling AT&T Stadium 9 times. Ooh. But when you add on top of that, individuals who maybe were receiving SNAP, but they didn't have to have the assistance of a food pantry, there's no way we could fill that gap of 81 million. So right. We started planning ahead. We started working really hard with our local community leaders and tried to sort of put out a call for, hey, this happens.
Be we need ready. To be ready. Yeah.
And so I just really applaud a lot of our local leaders who heard that. They knew that there were going to be people in our community that were definitely going to be hurting as a result of the SNAP benefits being delayed. And they were really stepping up to be able to help. And we're just grateful that it didn't last longer than it did. So mm-hmm. It was only that first couple of weeks of November that the SNAP benefits were lost. We know that the furloughed workers, they were furloughed for a little bit longer. So as they were sort of, we had about 40,000 people that were unemployed due mm-hmm. to the federal shutdown in our area. Think about DFW Airport, the TSA workers, some of the government offices that are here in our area. And many of them were running out of their resources as well. So we were starting to see a lot more of those individuals having to come to get additional assistance at the food pantries because many of them just don't have the resources they need to withstand such a shortfall. There is a study that the Federal Reserve does every year. And for the third year in a row, 37% of Americans said that they could not withstand a $400 increase in expenses in their household without either putting it on a credit card, taking out a loan, or mm-hmm. having to sell something to take care of that. They just do not have those reserves. So you can imagine those who were on SNAP in particular, they don't have reserves. They wouldn't have been able to qualify for SNAP if they had reserves. And to have that delay in their benefits, there was no way they could offset that. So, you know, we were seeing needs starting to pop up because of the concerns around that. I think things are going to stabilize now. Obviously, the holidays are always a busy time. I think once we get through the holiday season, we'll hopefully see things stabilize. But it still was even a higher level, even before the shutdown, a food insecurity for many people in our community.
Yes, and I'm so glad the North Texas Food Bank was there to be in the breach, so to speak, while that situation was happening. But it also made me think, and we had a prior guest who was talking about this, that the reason things are real tricky or there are people with more few food insecurities is because the cost of living just has not kept up. In other words, people's occupations, the minimum wage or whatever the wages are, they don't match the cost of actually living. And because of that, like you said, about $400 increase, it's like, whoa, that throws a lot of people out of whack. And I always like to talk about how in today's world, it's a lot of gig economy. I call it the gig economy because that's right. There's very few people who have just one job, one good mm-hmm. job that can take care of everything. They usually do, you know, a couple of jobs, or sometimes they do it because that's what they want to do. They want the flexibility, but it truly is a gig economy. And I think, unfortunately, it kind of stresses the food pantries or the when you need food assistance, because it's like, wait a minute, where am I going to eat, or where am I going to get the food for the kids? And then you have to go where you need to go. And that's why you got to be grateful for the North Texas Food Banks and all the food pantries that are around.
Yeah, I think, you know, and just sort of reflecting on that a little bit, I think COVID exposed hunger for many people for the first time. Yeah. They saw the big long lines of cars. Mm-hmm. They saw people coming through. Most people don't realize that we're serving now at higher levels than we were at COVID. But we've gone back to the community-based model so that they can get that assistance at the food pantries. Mm-hmm. And so they're not necessarily seeing these big long lines and distributions because we want to take care of that neighbor in their own neighborhoods. You know, we did have long lines at UNT Dallas when we did that Thanksgiving distribution. And when we do some of those special things like that, we had special distributions for some of the SNAP recipients and furloughed workers as well. But on an ongoing basis, we try to take care of those needs locally. So while people aren't seeing those lines, it doesn't mean that those needs have gone away. We're just trying to serve those needs in a more dignified way so that we can also better understand putting a box in the back of the car and why they need access to the food. But if they come into the food pantries, you know, our food partners can help them beyond just food to mm-hmm. be able to get to more of a longer term solution. We really, our current strategic plan is called Fulfilling Futures. And that's what we want to be able to do.
Yeah.
We're using food to bridge a current gap, but we want to be able to help them to get beyond that need for food so that they truly can have a bright future.
Exactly. In other words, you're not just offering the fish, you're teaching people how to fish in a way.
Right.
In a way.
And many people don't know how to do that. I can remember when I first came into food banking, I went over to one of our partners and I met one of the neighbors over there. And she and her husband had run a convenience store in downtown Dallas. And her during the late 80s, they had to shut it down because, you know, things were not doing well. And they had to close their convenience store just because they couldn't make enough money. Then her husband had gotten sick. So she ended up staying home and caretaking for him. Her son ended up getting another job somewhere else, but then she found herself in a situation where she needed to go back to work in order to be able to have the income. A friend had recommended her to this food pantry, and the food pantry started sitting down and talking to her. And she just said, well, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have any skills or anything. And they said, excuse me, you ran a convenience store?
Yeah.
And they started helping her to understand the skills that she had to transfer to other jobs, but she couldn't make that connection herself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she ended up getting employed by Thomson Reuters and was employed there because they helped her to get those transferable skills that can help her to be able to get employed in another job. And so sometimes people just don't know how to connect the dots. And that's something that I've learned in this work is just people don't know where to go get help.
Right.
They don't know what resources are available to them, and they just don't know what they don't know. And so that's part of what we've expanded a lot of our work to do. It's not just about the food, but it's also how do we help them get access to those holistic supports that there are many other wonderful organizations and nonprofits in our community that provide those. We don't have to duplicate that effort. We just have to be able to connect them to those resources.
Exactly. And just as, like you said, it's a part of closing the hunger gap. I mean, it's not food, the nutritious food. Can you talk about going into the Christmas holidays, end of the year, beginning of the next year? What are some of the projects you guys have going on? And we're looking forward to finding out more.
Yeah. So as I said, we have a new strategic plan called Fulfilling Futures, and we are looking at many different areas to be able to support that. So not only is it about making sure that we have access to the food, but we use a lot of data and research to tell us where is the food going? Where is the need at? Are we providing the amount of food that we need? Based upon what it said, our data tells us where the needs are, and making sure that we're trying to get everyone to be able to have access to that food. So our new 5-year goal is to be able to provide 80% of the meal gap across every zip code that we serve.
Wow.
Because we used to look at it at a county level.
Mm-hmm.
And what we realized is at the county level, while it may look good, there are still definitely pockets.
Yes.
When you get down to the zip code level.
Yes.
That aren't being served as well. So that's what we're doing now. And so it's taking a lot of work. We're having to analyze a lot of the data we have. And we're also not only just looking at the food resources, but we're also looking in those zip codes to say, what are the other resources that are available to those individuals? And then how do we help them to be able to bridge that gap? So it's really a holistic approach to trying to fill that hunger gap. And so that's what we're doing now. It's very rewarding work. It's hard work. We have a lot of wonderful partners that are helping us with that. But that's what we want. We want to truly be able to make a difference so that people that are experiencing food insecurity have that food security enough where they can try to work on the areas that are preventing them from being able to provide their own food.
And you guys had done a fantastic job. Calendar year 2025, 45 million pounds of fresh produce distributed in the North Texas area over these 12 counties, 116 million physical meals provided to kids, seniors, and families in 2025. Can you tell people where they can find more information about what you do, and if they needed, if they wanted to volunteer, or corporate groups can volunteer, and maybe even mention some of the partnerships you guys have?
Yeah, so we love to have people get engaged in our mission. I truly believe it takes investment plus involvement to make an impact. So if you go to our website, ntfb.org, there's ways there that you can donate food. One of the ways that we know a lot of corporations love to do is do virtual food drives. And there's a way that you can set that up and have a unique link that will allow people to be able to donate. And you can even do, you know, departments in your company against each other and sort of see who can make the most impact with that. That's what KRLD does. They're going to have a unique link for this fundraiser on the website. So you can go directly to that link and make a difference today, even if you're not part of a corporation. And because we can turn that dollar, every dollar that's given, we can turn that into three meals. We utilize our feeding network. We utilize our scale to buy, to be able to get that product at a less expensive price than you can going to the grocery store and donating it. And plus it goes straight into our inventory whenever we can order it in bulk and bring it in as well too, which is, you know, what we want to get that food out as much as we can, as fast as we can overall. Also, I think, you know, volunteering is something you can always find on our website, ntfb.org. We can take larger volunteer groups, and that's appealing to a lot of different organizations so that they can sort of, it's almost like a team building experience. And
it really is.
And at the end of the shift, you know exactly how many meals you've helped impact through your 2.5 hour volunteer shift. And we tell you about the program that you're supporting and so that you know where that food is going to be going as well. And then another way is just advocacy. So advocacy, though, is still so important for us. There will be things coming up regarding Farm Bill, regarding SNAP benefits, and just making sure that all of our Texans use their voice and try to ensure that we get the resources we need to take care of our neighbors here.
See, Tricia, that's why we have you on. Thank you so much for being on the show. A wealth of information. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.